fine, my friend. Glad to hear you.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I got in yesterday from the Hustings.
I started to call you last night, but I figured that you wouldn't be back maybe till today.
No, I came in the early afternoon and went and talked to the Texas Negro State Society here.
Did you all have a good meeting?
Had a good meeting. I gave them a good plug, and guess who was there?
Who?
One guest from your staff.
Well, Hobart?
No, not Hobart. None of them executive types. Sammy and Zephyr.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That's good. That's...
That Sammy was the first one I saw standing right in front of me, just grinning from ear to ear.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Did you have a good trip?
Yeah, had a good trip.
How's old Brother Connolly?
He's fine. He looked good. I introduced him and went out to the airport. You know, just went to meet him, you know, the full treatment.
Well, that's wonderful.
And, well, he needs to be encouraged a little. That hand business, he still got a problem with it.
Has he?
Yeah. And then he went to the meeting and he was just like being naked. Nobody was looking after him, so I'd stay right with him, introduce him, and, you know, manage him.
How's that good-looking girl of yours?
She's fine. She's on the late carpool. She's sitting here right now.
What's the late carpool? What's that mean?
That's the one I leave in, you know, last, in the going-home detail.
Why don't you let me get through my business here? If I can, call you back in a few minutes, maybe you can come eat dinner with me.
Well? We'd love to.
Lady Bird's out of town. She got in an airplane that got lightning hit it today.
That's what I heard, but it didn't hurt her and they landed.
No, late. But she's driving back. She got hell's kicked out of it. She won't really ride back.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, listen, call me. We'll just stand by right here.
Okay.
All right. Bless your heart. Goodbye.